Father, we thank you. We honor you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love that cannot be compared. We honor you, O Lord, for you are the mighty one. You are the great I am. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace upon us. We exalt you. We honor you, O Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised and adored. We worship you, Lord. We exalt your name. Glory be to your name, righteous Father. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, adoration unto you, Lord. We worship you, for you are God and not a man. You are the King of all kings. You are God, and all other gods are the works of men. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will give us our daily bread in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 12th of August, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for another beautiful day. Thank him for his grace upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare today that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this day. I declare by the word of the Lord, this day you are a day of blessing for me. You are a day of grace for me. In the name of Jesus, this day I break into the divine flow of God's favor and into the divine flow of the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I call forth today the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, every closed door of blessing I speak to you, you are open. The scripture says, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Oh, the Lord, my King of glory is here. Doors of blessing, doors of provision, doors of opportunity in this day, I declare you opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I silence every whisper of sickness, every whisper of failure, every whisper of infirmity. I silence you in the name of Jesus. I silence every evil voice that speaks, that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ, above the word of God in my life. I pull you down. I silence you in the name of Jesus. I replace you with a voice of joy, with a shout of joy, with a shout of mercy, with a shout of the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Today, I call forth every necessary connection that is needed for my next level, that is needed for my next level, that is needed for my progress. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil appointment, appointment with failure, appointment with accident, appointment with sickness. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand. In the name of Jesus, every demonic embargo on this day, you are cleared off by the blood of Jesus. I walk through this day triumphant. I walk through this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. Oh, any rising of the wicked against my day, you are destroyed, you are brought down, you are cancelled by the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of Holy Ghost upon every evil altar that is raised in this day. I release the fire of Holy Ghost to pull you down in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I affirm that I work in the finished work of Christ for me. In the name of Jesus, I walk under the grace of the Lord Jesus. I refuse to be defeated. In the name of Jesus, I speak life into my day. I declare nothing dies in my hand. In the name of Jesus, oh, I dismantle any form of evil that is plotted into this day. You are cancelled. You are dismantled. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the word of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. By the grace of God, dearly beloved, let me quickly remind us of our program, of the programs that are ahead of us, like we've been announcing in the past few days now. By the grace of God, tomorrow is our prayer launch, our coming together for 1 hour to pray, to stand before the Lord in prayer is tomorrow. By the grace of God, by 12 noon at Uluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Igujokudu Junction, Songwelele Road in Ibadan. And by the grace of God, the following week is going to be our celebration week, that we are going to come together. We are going to celebrate the faithfulness of God, and we are going to come together in His presence to be resharpened, to be refueled, to be refired, to launch ahead into the next level of our life. So by the grace of God, next week Thursday, which is going to be on the 20th of August this year, we are having our Battle Axe edition for this year, which is our anniversary edition for this year. It's going to be on Thursday and on Sunday. Thursday 20th of August and Sunday 23rd of August. Thursday is going to be by 12 noon and Sunday is going to be by 2 p.m. By the grace of God, I want to personally invite you to be part of this wonderful program. The theme of the program, Sharpening the Edge, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. I want to invite you to come and receive from the presence of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord is upon your life as you go today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. This morning, I want us to look into the scripture. We are still standing upon His word that He has given unto us for the month of August. That is Psalm 18, verse 2. But this morning as well, I want to bring something to you from the word of the Lord. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, I need you to read very well and listen. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. I want to take you back to the 14th verse of Matthew chapter 5. Now, this Matthew chapter 5, if you are familiar with the scripture, this is where Jesus Christ gave the blueprint of the kingdom, the blueprint of our relationship between God and our world. That was when Jesus Christ gave us this blueprint. Now, when it gets to the 14th verse of this Matthew chapter 5, the scripture says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Listen, the world as we know it is thrown into deep end of darkness, and the darkness is growing deep and deeper every day. And as dark as this world is, we, the children of God, we have the life of Christ in us, because through Him we are alive. Through the life of Christ that is in us, we have a kind of life that should transcend into the present world where we are. And there is a condition that is attached to it. If we walk in the light, if you go back to that place that we read, 1 John chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "But if we walk in the light." Now go to John chapter 1, verse 4. The scripture says, "In Him was life." Talking about the life that we have as children of God, that carries the light of God. "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it." Now, it means no matter the deep end of darkness that the world is thrown into, as children of God, the life that we carry, if we continue with that life and walk in the light that the life gives to us, we become a light in this world that is thrown into deep darkness. Our light will so much shine the light of Christ that the darkness of this season, of this present world, will not be able to overcome our shining. Our continuous walk with Him and in Him illuminates our light, fires up our light. His life in us makes our path brighter and brighter. Our walk in him is as simple as this. When you have a device, let's use our rechargeable light as an example. Now, there is battery in this light that we carry around. Now, this battery that is in this torch that we have, it has a measured retainance of power in it. Now, do you know that if you don't recharge the battery that stores the energy, at some point, the light, the brightness of the light that comes out from this torch will continue to reduce, will continue to go dim until it goes out. Now, this is where it comes. You have to walk with him so that your light will become brighter. It becomes your ready-made power bank. The life of Christ in you becomes a ready-made power bank to charge the light that you are to the world. That is why I said before that our continuous walk with him, our continuous fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, recharges our light, refires our life, brings our life to a check for him to see, like we discussed yesterday, if there is a loophole around the edge that is set around us. And that is why the scripture says in that same 1 John 1:7 that we just read, that but if we walk in the light as he is in light, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, our light will continue to grow brighter. Beloved, there is no doubt about it. You are the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Verse 15 shows us that you cannot contain the shining, the brightness of a true light. When the light of God is in you, oh, no one can contain it. It will not work. The light will not only work for you, but will become a shining light onto the path of others to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. The light is not only good for you, but it becomes a glory. It becomes a goodness. It becomes a favor of God upon you that others will see the light of Christ through you. Truly, you are the light of the world. The scripture now says that a city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden. If the life of Christ is in you and this life has truly transcended into light to your path, oh, beloved, no one can cover it. No one can cover it. I want to encourage you this morning, dearly beloved. Do not allow the frivolities and the activities of this world to dim your light. Do not become this light that you have you think is enough. Oh, your relationship with him is much more important now that you know that you are in the light, because his word says, if we walk in the light, you have to continue. You have to continuously stay with him to be able to recharge yourself, recharge your life, to continue to be a light to the world, so that the world will see you and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. They will see you and they will come to the Lord Jesus. Beloved, let your light therefore shine in this gross darkness. I'm going to stop here this morning by the grace of God. I don't know if the Lord will permit us, maybe tomorrow or some other time, we are going to continue from this point. But let me make this point for you. Beloved, fuel your light through his word. Recharge your life through a solid relationship with his word. Don't allow the wickedness of this season to dim your light, to put out your light. Don't allow the deceit of the enemy to put out your light. Remember, you are the light of the world. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Your light will continue to shine in the name of Jesus. Oh, the world around you is going to see the Lord Jesus through the brightness of your shining in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you this morning as you go. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.